Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Vav Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we just began Simon Shin Beis yesterday, which deals with the various halachos regarding cleaning clothing and folding clothing. So we begin with Sif Beis, and the Mechaber tells us, Halokate Yabolos Sha'agabi Begodim. If a person takes off these threads, we'll see in a moment the Mishnah Berurah will define for us this Yabolos. It comes from the word warped. And these are threads that come out of a garment. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Ches, Loshon Yabelis, this language over here of Yabelis, Shperusho Gavshushis, which means wart. Shulchan Gemara uses in a number of places. There are various halachos dealing with warts. In any event, the person is now going to pick out these threads that come from a garment. Is that permitted or not? Kagon Elu Hayabolos, for example, those types of protruding threads, Shebechle Hatzemer, that are on woolen garments, Hanishorim Behem and Ariga, that are left over from the weaving process. So the Mechaber tells us, Chayav Mishum Makir Patish. If you remove these protruding threads, then that is the final act, that is the completion of the garment, and therefore that is an Issa Daraisa called Makir Patish. Makir Patish is when a person completes a garment, is Masakin Mona, he fixes it, and that's called banging in the last nail, so to say, and therefore for that is an Issa Daraisa. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vuhadin Kashin Vekesamim. The same thing would apply with pieces of kash, straw, or kesamim dakim, or little pieces of wood, Shener Guba Beged Beli Miskavin, that were somehow woven into the garment unintentionally. So they have the same halacha, Dinon Kiabelis. You're not allowed to remove them because their removal is essentially the completion of the garment. Kosva Achronim, the Achronim write, Dehu adin da osir lohosir hashilol. Likewise, one is not permitted to go and remove what's called the basting thread over here, shekorin stringvena. This is some sort of string vine in German. Sha'osim hachayotim, the tailors would go and make this betchilas atvira, at the beginning of the process, kidei lechaber hachatuchim, to go and connect the pieces of cloth one to another. And he says, "V'efshar d'chiyav nami yeshpazeh." This is also something that is probably osur midaraisa shederech ha'omnim, because this is the way the professional artisans over here lahosir beis gmar malacha. They remove these basting threads at the end of the process, and that is the final malacha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes says, Mishur Makir Patish, that's the Isser over here. Kol Osa David, the Mishnah Berurah explains, anybody that does something, Shayideze Nigmar Hamlocha, that's the completion, that's the final act before this item, this utensil or garment is finished, is Chayib Mishur Makir Patish. This is the Isser called Makir Patish, literally banging in the hammer onto the kli, onto the metal over here, making the final banging. Shekein derech uman, this was the normal way that the artisans would go. Lahakos bepatish ala kli achar shenigmura, after the kli was almost finished, they would do the last banging in over here. Lahashvos akmi musa, to straighten out any unevenness in the metal or in the kli over here. So this is the final bang for the utensil to make it a complete utensil. That's the issur called makir bepatish. So to over here, the Mechaber is telling us that the removal of these various threads is an act of makir bepatish. However, the Mechaber qualifies this, and he says, and he continues, V'hu shiyakbid alayhem. This is only for those types of threads that you're makbid on. You're particular about them not being there. However, aval misiro derech esek, but if you just happen to pick at them and remove them without really intentionally saying, I'm hereby going to remove these little pieces of thread over here, then potter. It's not permitted, but it's only an issa d'rabbanan, and it's potter aval osur. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sivkot and yud, v'hu shiyakbid alayhem. You have to be particular about having them in order for it to be an issa d'raisa. Pirush, shemisiron b'chavona, when you take them off intentionally, kidei liyafos habeget, to make the beget more beautiful, v'lo kimisasek, and not just stam that you're picking at it. Sa'afa pishal, even though you would still have worn this garment, even if those last threads had been still on it, nevertheless, this is Nisa Daraisa Chayev, Mishum Dahach Dahocha, because now, Havi Malocha Tvei Mehaid Sif Aleph. This is a real Malocha, as opposed to in Sif Aleph, we talked about yesterday's shir, the removal of the excess water from certain types of garments was not a Nisa Daraisa. The removing the feathers was permitted. So, here, this is different. V'lochein eino potter ela b'misaseg. Here, it's a real issa d'araisa, and it's only an issa d'rabbanan, and it's potter if you do them in the fashion called misaseg, where you're not really interested in removing them, but you just pick them off. And he writes from the Rambam, because of a Rambam, Haminar talis chadosha shechori. If you go and shake off a bland, brand new black garment, kidei lanos, to make it more beautiful, or if you go and remove the white shine on it, so to say, that is kiderach shumin osin, and that's why they shake it off over here to get rid of this shininess to it. Chai mishumakim patish. That's real issa deraisa. That's the finishing action that an uman does. However, if you may no makbid, but it's not something you're makbid about, then we said it's mutter, and that's the words of the Rambam. Ad kan dvarav. Or pirush makbid. How do we define makbid? Linyan zeh gam kein kol shekavanasot kidei liyafus. As we explained in yesterday's shir, it's when your intention is to beautify it. That is called your makbid about it. Ukmo linyan abelis. And this is the same halacha regarding the abelis, that is an issa daraisa. But here we said in the mechaber im hisirum derech esek, if you were misasek over here, you just stop and pick them off without really intentionally doing that, then it's only an issur derabbanan potter. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Aleph, b'sefer hazichronos kosav di isur yesh b'zeh, but there is an isur over here. You're not allowed to do this. Then he brings down from the Bahag, kosav alochas gedolos, yoshav lo zera pishton. If a person has on his garment a zera pishton, the seed of flax, otav shalaksus, or some dish spilled on his garment, mutter lekalfo, you are allowed to go and peel this off to remove this stain on your garment. The Nira, he explains, the imhu beged chodesh v'char shachar, if it's a brand new black garment, ain't a mutter lekalfo, then you wouldn't be allowed to peel it off, rak beino makbid, unless it's something that you absolutely don't care about. The imhu lach, but if it's moist still, mekancho b'smartut, then you would be allowed to go and remove it with some sort of a shmata, could be common, as we'll learn in an upcoming sif. Mechaber continues in Sif Gimel and he writes, Mekaplin Kalim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to fold up your garments on Shabbos, L'tzorech Shabbos, as long as it's for the purpose of still wearing it on that Shabbos, L'lov Shem Bo Bayom, to still wear it on that particular Shabbos itself. And this is true, V'davko bi'odom, and the Ramah adds Echad, this is when one person is folding it up, not a group of people, because when a group of people does it, that's a much more professional way, so to say, of folding it up, and we'll see that's problematic. And we're talking here, U'bechadoshim sha'adayin lo niskapsu, we're talking here about brand new clothing that hasn't yet been washed, and therefore it still will have very, very strong pleats on it, it will be very, very well folded, and you're folding it isn't really doing anything. And likewise, we're talking about Lavonim, where these folds are much more visible. The ein lo lahachlif. And finally, we're also talking about where he has no other garment to wear. And if he doesn't have all of these requirements, then he's not allowed to do it. As the Mechaber says, v'mchaser echa me'elu hatunayim, if he doesn't have all of these requirements met, that it's one person doing it for that particular Shabbos, and these are new garments that haven't yet been washed, and they're white garments, and he has no alternative garments to wear. If he has all of these tanoim, he's allowed to go and fold them. But if not, if even one of these tanoim conditions is missing, then usur, you're not allowed to do this. That's the more machmir opinion that the Mechaber brings down. But then he says, v'yesh misha omer, he brings down a more lenient opinion, which is the name of the Mordechai, ilikalpo, to fold up your clothing, as long as you're not folding it exactly along the folds that it originally had, you're allowed to do that in any event. And the Mechaber concludes, one can rely upon this lenient opinion. His words seem to be correct. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Beis explains that you're doing this Letzorech Shabbos. Dim ein mekaplin regilim shemiskamten. If you don't go and fold it over here, it will get creased. So your purpose in doing this over here is that it should be nice still for that Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Gimel says it has to be for that day, l'lof shel bo bayom, v'lechein also l'kapel ha'talis. Therefore, one can't fold up his talis on Shabbos morning after the davening is over, afal pi shemitzvah tzitzis kol hayom, even though technically he could wear the talis all day long, v'yocho l'satipo, and if he wanted to, he could put the talis on. Since he took it off, however, mikol mokum kivin shein b'daito l'satipo aser, since he hasn't really planning on putting it on later in the day, therefore it is forbidden for him to fold it up along the folds because it's not needed, l'lof shel bo bayom. The one exception, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, in lo b'malkum shenogu l'sati b'talisos b'mincha, unless it's in a place where they have the minhag to go and wear the talis by mincha as well. Then it would be permissible because you're folding it for shachris, for mincha of that day. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Dalet, he says it has to be folded by one person, avalo b'shnei b'nei odom, but not by two people. Mishum d'bishnayim, when you have two people, bispashtin hakimotim, when they're folding it up along the folds, v'nirik is sakin mona. That is too professional, so to say, and it looks like you're really completing the garment. By folding it so perfectly, it's like the final act of completing the garment. Via makapal al safso, likewise, if you go and fold it on a bench, dino kimakapal bishtaim, that has the same halachic status as if two people did it. Again, that's a very professional way of doing it, and it looks like you're finishing the garment. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Tetzvav says, lo niskapsu, it hasn't been washed before, so then you're allowed to do this because Because as long as it hasn't been washed, it's still hard and it won't be so quick to crease. And therefore, your folding it is not considered tikkun kol kach, such a big takana for this garment. Like it would be appearing that it would be that you're fixing the garment, that you're finalizing the last step of the garment. So if it's still very sturdy and somewhat rigid from the original making of this garment, it hasn't been washed and is softened, so then your folding it isn't so masakin mona like in appearance. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezayin says it has to be levonim, white garments, dibitzuvim, colored garments, hakipul masakin yosir. And the garments that they had in those days, the darker colored garments, they would be more fixed, so to say, by the folding it over. Sivkot Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'en lo lahachlif, and you have no other clothing to wear. Avalim yeshul lahachlif, you do have other Shabbos clothing to wear. Beged acher l'Shabbos, another garment for Shabbos. Afal pi shein yofik, even if it's not as nice as this one, lo yitiru lo lekaplo, then you're not allowed to fold it. And certainly, if you hadn't planned on wearing it at all that day, then it's forbidden to fold it. As we've already explained, now, when Yom Tov comes out on Friday, you are allowed to fold up your talis when you take it off on Friday after Musaf, if it's new and white. Even though you're not going to wear it anymore in Yontif, and you're really doing this for Shabbos, and the reason is you're allowed to do this on Friday, Yontif, for Shabbos, because you made an Erev Tavshilin, which allows you to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. Because if you didn't have an Erev Tavshilin, then you wouldn't be allowed to prepare on Friday for Shabbos. But with an Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to. And this is the opinion, Ken Kosovel Yerabba. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees, and he says, even if you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, Shari, one is permitted to go fold the talis on Friday for Shabbos, im hismucha l'Shabbos. As long as it's close to Shabbos, it is permitted. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudches writes, it's mutu b'chol inyan. According to this lenient opinion, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Mordechai, that it's permitted to do so. She'ein l'kipu zeh shum kiyam, because this type of a folding over here that's not along the original folds is not a permanent type of a folding. Ve'en kan mesakin klal, and it's really not finishing the garment at all. U'lefikach mutu afilu ein bo echad me'elu hadalut protim. And therefore, even if you don't have any of the conditions that we discussed according to the first more machmer opinion, it is still permissible to go and fold it not along the folds. V'afilu ein daitu l'lof shel bobo. And this would be true even if it's not in your intention to wear it later that day, because you want to put it away. You don't have to leave it crumpled, and therefore, as long as you don't fold it in a way that is this on the folds, more professional sort of a way that could be confused with Masakin Mana, therefore it is permitted. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yutes writes, V'chein sosmu ha'achronim ledina. This is in fact the psak of the achronim to be makel over here like the Mordechai. However, he brings that from the Machzis HaShekel. Misha wrote to Lahachmir Latzmo, Shelo Lekapel Klal Vadayadif. If a person wishes to be Machmir, like the more stringent opinion, then that's called all the best. Matzien Es Hamitos Mileli Shabbos LeShabbos. Likewise, one is allowed to go make their beds on Friday night for sleeping on Friday night for Shabbos. However, Ulechatchila Tov Yosir Shiatzia Me Erev Shabbos. It would be preferable to make the beds Friday afternoon before Shabbos starts rather than making them Friday night. Avol ain mitziyim mishabbos amotzi Shabbos, but you shouldn't make it for Shabbos morning, and you're going to only sleep in it on Shabbos night. That's not right. However, mikol makom im hamita omedes beveso, but if the bed is prominent place in your house and it's going to bother you, v'hu dover maguna ubizayon l'Shabbos she'amud kach, it is going to be disheveled and it's going to look disgusting to have an unmade bed all Shabbos long, and if people are seeing it, you'll see it, then mutar latzia, then you would be allowed to make this bed even on Shabbos morning after you get up, the mikre tzorach Shabbos, because that is considered a need of Shabbos to have a nice-looking house. This is brought down the name of the Magen Avraham and the Shaikas Aryeh. Now, there are a number of very important and interesting Dirshu footnotes that we now want to go through. Dirshu foot number 21 has a huge discussion over here. We'll try to go through all of it because it's very interesting. What about how you can hang up certain types of clothing that it's not over here, Misakin Mona? So he says, to go and hang up your pants on a hanger or over a chair, and this way they're going to be folded on their folds, so he brings down for Shlomo Zalman that this is permissible. Ein ze b'chlal iser. That's not included over here in folding. Lefish ein hadover nasa kidei liyasher kamotim, because you're not doing it here to go and make the folds, but you're doing it lishmor alamit chasayim, to keep the pants shelo yutzru behem kamotim achayim. They shouldn't get additional creases in them. And he brings down for the Shevet HaLevi, He says, really, you shouldn't do this. However, but there is room to be lenient for those that wish to rely upon the lenient opinion. Because it's very, very easy to pick the pants up from their ends, and they fall into place, so to say, amongst the folds, amongst the creases, and therefore it's not a lot of extra work. However, Rav Nissan Karo Lishlita says, one should not do this. What about your hat? If a person wears a hat on Shabbos and it gets bent out of shape a little bit, so he brings them from the Chazon Ish, Shemuta L'Sakna, you're allowed to go fix the folds in your hat. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And they also, as well, the opinion of Rav Yashiv. However, the Shelos Shuvas Or L'Tzion suggests, if the hat is crushed in such a way that it's no longer wearable, then you're not allowed to fix it, because now you're fixing it, and it's called Masakin Mona. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish himself was Nizar Shalul Yashir Sakomet Af Bikovoyim Shalonu. He would not go and straighten out his folds in his hat if they became in some way disheveled. If the hat's a more rigid type of a hat, then the Chazon Ish said that it'd be Osur L'Sakna, then it would actually be Osur to go and fix it. And it's brought down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the name of his uncle, the Chazon Ish. And he says there's also the opinion of Nissan Karlitz. However, L'Sakna Klachar Yad, but to go and do it in a non-normal way to go fix it. For example, to go put it on some sort of a item that would straighten it out, or to have a child wear it, Rav Nissan Karo Lishlita says this would be permissible, because this tikkun over here is klach hayad, is a very small tikkun, and it's not over here the issur of kippul begodim. Rav Nissan Karo Lishlita also says that to fix your collar, to return the fold in your collar, or he says in your folded pants in some sort of a way, that would be permissible as well. That's not called masakin mona. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal also brings down that you can't make a paper airplane or a paper boat on Shabbos. Also, lassos can. You can't do this. This is also called Mesakin Mona. Likewise, to cover a book, a sefer, with paper, that's also called Mesakin Mona and is forbidden. What about folding up napkins and arranging them on Shabbos to beautify the table? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says this is also technically B'chalal Tikkun Mona and would be Osir. However, Rav Nissan Karo Lishlita says that this is a very minor thing if you don't really make a very fancy form with a napkin. So if you just want to stick it in a cup or fold it in half, he says that's not a problem. Finally, to fold a piece of paper in a normal way, the paper is folded. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that that is permissible. This really doesn't fix the paper or do anything to the paper. It just keeps the paper in a way that you'll be able to preserve it. However, Rav Nissan Karo Lishlita says that this could be a problem also lassos ke. Dishfoot number 25 brings down why you can't fold something if you have other clothing. So he says, since you have other clothing, this is a tircha. This is too much extra work, and therefore it is forbidden. Dishfoot number 26 brings down, what about doing galil on a Sefer Torah on Yontif to prepare it for Shabbos? So the Shari Tzion in Simon Tov Reish Samach Zayin brings down the Shari Tshuva and says you can't do this. And the Machzik Bracha adds, Shemadubra Gam Kishaniach Erev Tavshilin. This is even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, you shouldn't prepare the Sefer Torah on Yontif Friday for the Shabbos laning. Dishavut number 27 says that if a person folds up his talis, not along to the normal folds that he has, this folds it up in a somewhat akroi type of a fashion, so Venerison Karlis Shlita says that it's permissible. Likewise, a talis that has lost its perfect pleats and folds. So Nissan Karlit says you can fold this up stam as well, and since you're not trying to go and fix it, any way that you do it would be fine, and therefore it is permissible. However, if a person, in Dishufut number 28, he brings down, if a person leaves this talis until the next Shabbos, so then that by definition, according to the Das Torah, means that that's the way you were doing it, and that would be not allowed. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees with this and says that if you folded it up and it's clear that it's not on the original fold and that's visible and recognizable, then it is permissible to put it away even for a Zman Rav. Likewise, for garments that don't really have a crease or a fold in them, so they can be folded up, it's not a problem. Finally, the issue for number 29 brings down, if you had the opportunity to fold something up on Friday afternoon and you didn't, so he brings down from the El Yeraba, Shaho of Yochel, Hoya Lekaplo, Be'er Shabbos, since you could have done an Erev Shabbos, also Lo Lekaplo, Ato. Now you can't do it on Shabbos, even if you're not going to fold it along to the original folds. However, the Ksosa Shulchan brings down, even in this situation, Mashma, Shagamba, Ofenze, Mutter, Lekaplo, you would be allowed to go and fold it up. That concludes today's shir.